Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Shemoyis. At the end of the Haftarah, we're in order not to end with negative words. So we jump ahead to the end of the Kapitel Chavtes, and we add two very positive, beautiful psukim. Navi says, L'chein, Koya Ma Hashem El Beis Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses and speaks to Beis Yaakov. Asher Poda Es Avram, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who redeemed Avram, says Rashi, from where they were cast him from dying in the Kips and the Eish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who saved Avram speaks to Beis Yaakov and says, Loi ata yevish Yaakov. Yaakov, you do not have to be ashamed anymore. Loi ata panav yachvar. Your face doesn't have to turn colors, turn white. No reason, Yaakov, even for you to be ashamed. Kibir oisoi yeladav masa yodai v'kir bo yakishu. You look at your children, you'll see beautiful people that have a kadashem shemayim. Says Rashi, like Hanani Mishol Vazari, the kadashem Hashem. The gishu v'kadosh Yaakov is alehei soi yarit. So they're bringing kedusha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They're bringing nachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you, Yaakov, do not have to be embarrassed. Now, that's a pasuk pshat. The beginning of the words, Koyamar Hashem al Beis Yaakov, Shepardes Avram, a little funny the Lashon. Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem al Beis Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Beis Yaakov, Asher Pardes Avram, it sounds like Beis Yaakov saved Avram. But of course it can be. So the Pasuk Shari is, Shepardes Avram is going back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns Mamish Gibshutai. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Tesla Beis, the Gemara asks, Heichon Matzinu, Shepardes Yaakov Avram? Sounds like from the pasuk, Koyamar Hashem al Beis Yaakov. Who is Beis Yaakov? Hashem Pardes Avram. Yaakov, we saved Avram. Where do we find Yaakov saved Avram? So the Gemara gives a teretz. Yaakov Shemayni, here in Yeshaya, brings another teretz to the Kasha, that literally Yaakov saved Avram. From what? Says the Medrash, Avunav Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Abishmul Bar Yitzchak Omar, Avram Nitzal Mikivshan Eish B'Sluza Sheyaakov. Avram was actually only saved from the Kivshan Eish B'Sluza Yaakov. Avram should have died. Should have burned in the Kivshan Eish when Nimrod threw him inside. But he was saved in the Sluza of Yaakov. Mashal. Le'echad Shalhoi Le'din Lefnei Ashiltein. A mashal. Someone had a judgment, someone was being judged in front of a ruler, in front of the governor. The Yotza Din Early Sarah, and the governor Paskin, this guy has to die. The Tzof Oyster Shultim Astrolog Yishalay, and then this governor looked in the astrology, looked in the stars, and he realized, this fellow is going to have a daughter, the one who's about to kill is going to have a daughter someday. But he needs this Lamalka, she's going to end up marrying the king himself. Omer Hashiltim, so the governor said, Kedaihu Li Natsa Vishusa. I have to let this guy stay alive in the Sluza of the daughter that's going to come out. Meaning again, what's the mashal? A governor was going to kill somebody, and he kept him alive because he saw in the stars, this guy's going to have a daughter who's going to marry the king himself, this governor himself. Kach, says the Medrash, Yotza Dinesh Lavram Lufin Nimrod Yisarei. A din came out in front of Nimrod, Avram Nimrod should be killed. But Tzof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem saw, Shalosid Yaakov, Lotzitz Imenu, that Yaakov's going to come out of him. Omar Kedayu Avram, Linasa B'Sluza. Avram deserves to be saved in the Sluza of Yaakov. Hadu Dachsiv, L'chein Omar Hashem Obeis, Yaakov HaShepadis Avram. Yaakov saved Avram. Now, the Velt asks Akasha on this Medrash, the why in the world is Avram Avinu not roi himself to save himself? Why does he need the Sluza of Yaakov? He should have died. He was saved in the Sluza of Yaakov. Why can't he be saved in his own Sluza? As a effect of Velt. I would like to add another Akasha. L'chein the Mashal is not doim into the Nimshal. In the Mashal, the governor wanted to kill the fellow, and the governor decided to save him. But in the Nimshal, Mashal from the Medrash, there was a Psak, a Maravam, from the Fnei Nimrod. Nimrod wanted to kill him. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavdil, decided to go along and save him. How is it compared to the Mashal when it was both the governor? So, there is a Meir de Gevart from the Hele Giver Mendele from Vorka, who was the son of the first Rebbe from Vorka, Reb Yitzchak Vorka. These, of course, all ancestors of Amshinov. Talmud also of, they were Talmudim from Kotsk and Peshitzcha. My Zaydi, I heard this from my Zaydi Zachon of the Vacha, was a chassid of his, and he was saved from being drafted into the Russian army. This is the story that he had with his Rebbe. The Mendel of Vorka was very famous. He hardly ever spoke. He hardly ever said Torah. And the Chassidim once asked him, somebody once asked him, he said, I only say out a Torah when I can't contain it anymore. When it's so powerful, I need to share it. So here's one of the amazing words that Mendel of Vorka felt he needed to share. This is brought down in the Sefer Kli Chemda at the end of Parshas Noach. The Shem Remendel of Vorka, who says, Remendel explained as follows. He said, when Avraham Avinu was saved from the Kivshan Eish, there was big tzchaik in the world, there was big laughter in the world when he was saved. If not for the fact that he needed Yaakov to come out to be build up Klai Yisrael. So Kli Chemda explains this sentence of Remendel of Vorka, very Pashup Shat. Chazal tell us, very famous Gemara, at the end of Masechas Brachos, Rabbi Akiva, when he was being tortured to death in an inhuman way, he was still focusing on Kriya Shema, giving the greatest Kriya Shema recital ever. And Tamidim said to him, says the Gemara, Ad Khan, how are you able to do this? As you're dying, how are you able to miyachet Shmai, such amazing Kriya Shema? Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Yomai, my entire life, Hayisi Mitzdayer, the Pasuk Zeh, I was always Mitzdayer, always had pain when I came to the Pasuk, Behaftas Hashem Lekacha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Ma'idecha. And I said, when will I be able to finally keep this? You know, to just go along and run into Aza and sing, Ivri Anayachiv Es Hashem Alakeyash, or start singing, I'm a Jew, I'm a proud. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to commit suicide. But Rabbi Akiva said, now I had finally had the opportunity. I'm being forced to daven Kiddush Hashem. I'm going to do it in the greatest possible way, the greatest simcha, how I could go along and do it. Actually, I saw that, the Hilig Arbusha Weiss, in the Sefer Minchas Asher, when he speaks about the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, he speaks about all different aspects. He speaks about the Paiskim discussed, the Shalach Kaddish, the Mechadish, there's a bracha, you say, the daven Kiddush Hashem. He asked that this a cloud, Birchas HaMitzvah, is only when you do a Maisa. A Kiddush Hashem, you're not doing a Maisa, they're doing a Maisa to you. Al Kapan, the way we're learning right now, is that there was a chana to this mitzvah. Maybe it was without a maisa, but it's not just something that he just didn't steal right now. He wasn't preparing his whole life not to steal. There's something that was preparing his whole life to this mitzvah, saseh, and it came his way. And Rabbi Akiva says, now I finally have the chance, I'm going to do it in the most beautiful way. So, says the Kli Chemda, that Reb Mendel of Work had the same kasha. Avraham Avinu was definitely excited and proud to die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is, he was teaching about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to show how far he was willing to go to die for him. Why was he not zoiche to die? Why was he saved? Kashya, Kushya Tzuma. We'll add to this kasha, we'd like to add, Rashi in Parshas Emor, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah, the arise of Mikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, so Rashi brings the Torah's Kehanim, Perek, Chav Beis, Pasuk Lam Beis, Rashi brings the Torah's Kehanim, that says, "Ukeshu moiser atzmei." When one gives himself over to Darak Kedush Hashem, "Yimser atzmei almanas lamas." Give yourself over with the intention to die. Shekol moiser atzmei almanas anes. If you're doing it to have a nes happen, ain oisim loy nes. A nes won't happen. If you do it on, that's for sure not going to be a nes happen. You do it on almanas to die. Maybe there'll be a nes, maybe not. But you're not allowed to do it. You're not supposed to do it. Almanas to have a nes happen. That's what Rashi brings from Teres Kehanim. And Rashi says Teres Kehanim brings a raya from Hanani Mishael Vazariah. Hanani Mishael Vazariah were arrested by Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, "You didn't bow down to my idol, I'm throwing you into the Kibshan Eish." They said, "Okay, we're not bowing down to your idol still." So he said to them, "You think your God can save me?" Be'ershab Sukkim and Daniel. They said, "Ashtins, first of all, yes, we think he can save us. But, Vehein La, even if not, we're still not bowing down to your idol. That's not why we're doing it. We're not doing it to be saved. You don't know that we'll be saved." So Teres Kehanim learns that you have to be Meiser Nefesh, not almanas to be saved. The Matnes Kehuna, the most famous Pirish, the main Pirish on Medrash Rabbah, the copy is printed in every printing of Medrash Rabbah, the Matnes Kehuna. At the end in the Parshas Noach, the Medrash tells us that Haran was undecided, the brother of Avram was undecided, if he wants to bow down to Nimrod's Avodah Zarah, all his Getchkes, or to Darak Kedush Hashem like his brother Avram. He was undecided. And he said, "I'll see what happens with Avram." And after Avram was saved, they asked him, "No, what's with you?" He said, "I'm like Avram. You can throw me into the fire." They threw him in and he died. This is Shit and Medrash. Look at Matnes Kehuna, because he did it. Haran did it. Almanas, to have a nes happen to him. So that's why he died. Avram Avinu did it. Almanas, lamas. He was planning, intending to die. So it's possible a nes will happen. But getting back, we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, see more about Haran soon. But getting back to the Kli Chemdas, and Reb Mendel of Work, why Taka was Avraham Avinu saved? Look, the Medrash, that's a pshat in the pasuk in the Haftarah. That Echanan Avraham Avinu should have died. But because out of him needed to come Klal Yisrael, needed to be Beis Yaakov, needed the continuing Kiddush Hashem which Klal Yisrael do in this world, therefore, Avraham Avinu was saved. Because as much as there's a Kiddush Hashem in dying, a Kiddush Hashem is one of the greatest acts to give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is something even greater. That's living HaKadosh Hashem, building a family, building a Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Hashem. That's considered even greater. And he says, the Kli Chemda, Haran already had his two children, Sarah and Lot, who out of Lot comes Rus. So it wasn't necessary for him to be saved. So he was able to take a die. He says he doesn't learn in a negative way. Take a die, okay, Hashem. Ramino also wanted to die. He was hoping to die, but he wasn't able to die because the Rabbi Shem kept him alive to build al Klai Yisrael. That's the pshat in the pasuk in the Torah. Beis Yaakov asher podes Avram. That Beis Yaakov literally saved Avram, and that's why the Medrash says Avramino, of course, had his own schosim. But Avramino wouldn't want to be saved. It would be his greatest honor to die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for Yaakov, needed to be done. And I think we can answer the kasha by adding to the Medrash. How's the mashal d'emet to the nimshal? Because it wasn't really Nimrod that was pasking that Avramino should die. It was Rabbi Shalom. It's a mitzvah to die HaKadosh Hashem. So this same shoyle to Hashem would have. The Shulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been happy to have Rami Mekayim this mitzvah, like Rabbi Akiva was so excited to Mekayim this mitzvah. But the Baal Shem said, the same Shulas said, no, I can't let him happen, I'm sorry, Rami, you're not going to be able to zeichar this, so I need you to build Klal Yisrael. The Kli Chemda in the Miluim, as based on this, the Medrash says, when he's describing Haran, that he was thrown into the fire, and then it says, V'nechmu b'nei me'ot, his intestines melted. He went out, he walked out, his whole outer body was intact, his inside, his kishkas were melted, he was able to walk out. Haman fell on top of Terach, he walked out and died on his face. So far as speaker, what is this melting inside and dying? So the Kuchemda, because Haran Taka meant L'Shem Shemaim, he was had a little bit of a nath, that his body should still have its shlemus, just the inside melted, he was Taka meant L'Shem Shemaim. And with this, he says, you can explain a Medrash and Pashal Lechacha. With Medrash and Pashal Lechacha, Darsh is the famous passage in the Hillel Mishnah this morning. Ein Hashem al Yireya, because his Baruch Hu pays attention to those that fear him. So as the Medrash, it's Avram. Lahasam of his Nashram, to save him from death, of Nimrod. Why does the Medrash say it's going to Avram and Nimrod? But what about Lashon Rabim, Yireya of Lahasam of his Nafsham? He says, oh, because it's also going on Haran. Haran also had a partial saving, because he meant the Shem Shemaim. He's also from the Yireya. As looks like the Tzichem. So it comes out that this pasuk is telling us Avraham Avinu would have been able to do this great act of dying on Kiddush Hashem, but he was saved in the schus of building Klal Yisrael, which would be even greater. And like the pasuk continues right over there in Haftira, where the pasuk continues and says that V'ra'isi Yalada, to look at his children, he sees what kind of children does he have. Masi Yada Bekir B'Yakdishu Shemi, will make the Kiddush Hashem. He said Rashi says going Chanani Mishal V'Azaria. That means love Nafka dying on Kiddush Hashem. Continuing to bring Kiddush Hashem into the world. You don't have to even say it's going on Chananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah. And even on Chananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, I found in the Oitzer HaChochma, say for Chesed Yeshua, it says a beautiful thing. The Gemara, Sanhedrin, Tzadik, Gimlam, and Av, the Gemara asks, how come after the story with the Kipsh and Eish, we never hear again from Chananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah? The Gemara asks, Rabbonon, Lehechon, Azi, where did they go? And actually says, going on Chananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, how come we never hear about them again? So the Gemara has different roots. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Olu le'Eretz Yisrael, v'nosu nashim, v'lidu banim uvanis. They went to Eretz Yisrael, and they gave birth to children. What's this Teretz? What does it mean? Never heard of them because they went to Eretz Yisrael and had families. Teretz is, the Baishnam saved Chamang and Yisrael of Azariah. The Klai Yisrael were very despondent, and they had given up, and they thought there was no hope for them. Like it says in Yecheskel, Haim Achor and Bayis Rishon, they said, Hashem, you're never going to be interested in us anymore. But the Baishnam kept Chamang and Yisrael of Azariah alive to be inspiration for all of Klai Yisrael, because his brother was still with them. However, Chamang and Yisrael of Azariah said, we were saved. We were kept alive. What are we going to do with our life? So they went and they built Yiddish mishpaches all there to throw. But nasu nashim, believe the bottom of bannis, because now they wanted to be like Avraham Avinu, who was saved from Kivshan Eish, b'schus Yaakov. They also wanted to be saved. Now that they were saved, they wanted to utilize it to bring a bigger Kiddush Hashem, to bring a mishpaches to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's something mayordic about dying on Kiddush Hashem, but there's something even greater about living off Kiddush Hashem. We'll get back to that in a moment. Kli Chemda says, Al Pi Kol Anal, you can answer and explain in a deeper way a kasha of the Ramban and a teretz of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Torah HaKadosh tells us that Nevi'im Stoim was running away, escaping, and there was these lime pits, they fell inside. So Rashi tells us that the guy was a Nevi'im Stoim, was a Nevi'im Stoim, Al Chamer, were about to drown in these quicksand pits, and then they were saved in the source of Avraham Avinu. And now the whole world, who had always questioned if the story with Avraham Avinu being saved from Kivshan Eish was true, realized, if Melech Stoim was saved from a lime pit, so Avraham Avinu must have been saved from Kivshan Eish. As I bring Rashi, effect of Ramban, it's Tamua. What is Melech Shlaim being saved from a lime pit have anything to do with Avraham Avinu being saved from Kivshan Eish? So Ramban says that it must be, Yitachim, says Ramban, Efsher, that Avraham Avinu, as he was going, and Melech Shlaim was drowning, Avraham Avinu leaned over this pit, looked inside, and as soon as he met eyes with the Melech Shlaim, all of a sudden, blah, 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 Melech Shlaim was lifted up out of the lime pit, and he was saved, and it was obvious it was in the source of Avraham Avinu looking. So Tichanda says we could add Oymik to this. The belt that seen that Avraham Avinu had saved himself at Kivshan Eish, he was saved, and his brother died. And they were chayshah, like the Ramban himself said, they were chayshah, Avraham Avinu had done kishah. Who said it's Yad Hashem? It's kishah. Baharaya, in kishah, you could save yourself, you don't necessarily be able to save somebody else with kishah. So Avraham Avinu, you had a very nice kishah. They didn't see anything about Yad Hashem. And now they saw by the story of Melech Shlaim. Avraham Avinu just looked at Melech Shlaim and saved Melech Shlaim, just by looking at him, said he saved Melech Shlaim. That's obviously Yad Hashem. He could have saved his brother. He could have saved his brother also. He's obviously power enough to save his brother. Why didn't he save his brother? Because it's wonderful to Da'akad Hashem. Wait with Zoychad Da'akad Hashem. Why did Avram not Da'akad Hashem also? Because he wants to continue bringing Kiddush Hashem to the world like he's doing every moment. The Mele, but when they saw Avram, he was saving Melech Shlaim, they said he could have done the same thing to his brother. They figured out this whole thing. It was Ta'akad Hashem Shana. They never had a doubt, says the Tichemda, of the story of the Kivshan Eish. It doesn't make any sense. It was a story done in front of almost the entire world population. Had been there in Shinar with Migdal Bavel when Avraham Avinu had been thrown inside. Everybody knew about it, and it wasn't so long ago. What their question was, what they were doubting was it Kishab or Yad Hashem? And now they realize that it's Yad Hashem. So I want to add a nekuda or two. The Heilige Ramichol Ber Weissmandel, the famous Meshiva from Nitri Yeshiva, who did so much with serious nefesh, literally, to save year after year during the war. He died brokenhearted, how many tried to save even more, and his efforts were thwarted by very, very terrible people. So, in the Sefer called Ish Hamudis, which is a biography about him, he wrote his own autobiography, but in the biography written about him called Ish Hamudis, so it brings down a vart which he was ruggled to say. He used to say that the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva asked him, how are you able to die on Kiddush Hashem in such a tortured way and still be so focused with Ava on Kriya Shema? So Rabbi Akiva told him, it's not such a big deal to die one time on Kiddush Hashem. It's a chiddush how every single day of my life, I lived my life, and I was mitzvah about Kiddush Hashem every single time. I went through nisyonis, I had difficulties, and I kept focusing on Kiddush Hashem. To be oyev Hashem of serious nefesh, I did it my whole life. So now that I have this opportunity to die, which will just take a second, it's no big deal for me. Kavah chaymer, I could do this. So you do a ma'oid that the Sefer Seder Shari Shavoida and the Rebbe Ramaylech and Settel Kotten and a bunch of others for him speak about every time one says Kriya Shema, every time he gets his Kriya Shema and davening, he wants to stop before. And imagine in your head that a terrible guy is offering you to either die on Kiddush Hashem or to bow down to Zavai Dezara. Those are the two options. And you think about it, you picture it, and you say, I want to die on Kiddush Hashem, and then you say Shema. And if someone does that, then he's living the serious nefesh his whole life. We'll act that in a moment to Mirtz Hashem. The Sefer Magen Misharim, which is written by the Beis Yosef, maybe not as famous as the Beis Yosef or as famous as the Shulchan Aruch or Kesa Mishnah, but the Sefer Beis Yosef, who also wrote a Sefer called Magen Misharim, over 40 times in the Sefer, he brings how the Malach, who used to learn with called the Magid, told the Beis Yosef, you are going to die on Kiddush Hashem. You're going to end up dying in a fire on Kiddush Hashem. Told it to him over 40 times in the Sefer. And we know the Beis Yosef, we never heard about him dying on Kiddush Hashem. He died peacefully in his bed in Tzfas. So I saw Meisher Steinbach says that the Beis Yosef himself asked this kasha to the Malach, how come I'm not being killed over here? And the Malach told him, the Magid told the Beis Yosef that you were Mekayim. You lived your life, a life of dying on Kiddush Hashem by the way you lived your life. Which means, let's explain. Anytime someone has no koyach to daven, no koyach to learn anymore, his eyes are closing. He has no koyach to concentrate anymore. And he still does, he's being meiser nefesh. Someone has no koyach to help this person anymore. The person's getting annoying. The stalker project's getting annoying. And this person's asking you for chesed again, and it's literally annoying, and you have no koyach for it. You still do it. Or there's some taiva which is pulling you somewhere, and you win over the time, he goes against your nature. That is dying a Kiddush Hashem in a Levitic fashion, in a live fashion, literally. And that is what this pasuk is telling us, according to this Chazal, according to Yaakov Shemayni, that Yaakov, the base Yaakov, Kla Yisrael, is what saved Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu would have died. It would have been wonderful for him. He had no problem with it. He was happy to do it. Just he hadn't yet built Kla Yisrael, and to build Kla Yisrael was more important to make this Levitic Kiddush Hashem. The Rabbi Shalom should help us. We should continue to make Kiddush Hashem. We should be Meisr Nefesh for him. We should go against our nature for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meiridik is close, the greatest mitzvah in the world. We should have a Chaim Aruchim, a length life of a Chaim Sheish Behem, Yira Shemayim, Yira Schait, Kuchabis.